And this man here, when he got all the meat here hanging, and she got a woman to take care of the meat right here,
yeah.
And she started to hunt for the caribou, them days where the caribou was tame, mm. And he can spear it and a bow and arrow. And he got a woman, that woman, they must have lived together. That's the way they, when they meet, them days, they meet like an animal and really love each other and can't get away from it and stay, live together. And this one here, and she make party, clothes for that man, and he always have nice clothes because yeah. A good soul. And after that, they were just about to got a home, that man and a woman. Another woman come in from the from down the coast. When he see them folks, my, they got lots of meat hanging, and they are really comfort life. And finally, that woman and that other woman here, the one got married to that man that time, and they are good friendly. And them days, I think, God, the woman got no law to stay with the man. And they finally, this one here got two wives. And I think they are getting along fine. And when he got two wives, and they must have got in that big hut, I think, mud hut, they call it, house. And they must have got a bed on each side. The other woman stay on that side, and the married guys, they live on that side. When he come in, and that woman also good sewer, and she made the clothes for that man's size, parky, pants, and muckluck, and mittens. She made the clothes. When she got them all finished, that clothes, he got no way to take that man. He likes the man. And when they are asleep, them folks, when he put his clothes right below, I think, take all the clothes off and go to bed because they got some warm skin to sleep and take all the clothes off. And when he wake up, when they sleep, he take that man clothes, tear him up to pieces, so he won't put it on. Tear him up to pieces, and so he's got no more clothes. And when he wake up, he was look for his clothes all torn. And that man, that woman across there got good, brand new clothes. And so he go get them clothes and put it on. And he stayed with that woman ever since. Stay with that woman. And they never have no argument, them two women, when he moved across, that woman, the one he got first woman, he started in to make clothes for her size. It must have taken maybe month or so, or maybe more, whatever the skin, if he had all the skin he wants, and put on muck, make and sew, muckluck his size and make it fancier, he could make, try to make it fancier than the other woman, what she saw. And a month after, finally she finished that clothes. When she got them all ready to put on, when they sleep, he dropped that brand new clothes, and not too old, maybe only a couple of months old, that maybe 3 months old, that clothes. And he'd take it, he'd tear him to pieces, and he'd put it back. When he wake up, he got no clothes. And that woman got the clothes ready to put on. And she just go back to his first wife, put on that clothes. That's the way them two women live, and when that woman left him, he started to sew, put on the clothes. And that's the way them two women was getting along fine. And they never have no argument, they just, when the man moved to that other woman, he just started to sew another clothes. He'd be glad, he'd be happy when she finished, she gonna have a man again. That's the way they would live. I think and that goes long ways, that's about all them two women and that man who has lived there. They don't know where them two women must have come from long village. Walked over and long ways to come. And that's the way these people are living that time. That is all for the story.
And this is a true story?
That's a true story. That's a real true story. And I like that story. That's why when I hear that story, I had a little schooling about a drawing picture, and I supposed to draw a picture, the one you told me, for your mind, what kind of picture you want, mm-hmm. or. A polar bear attack. I mean, a polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
What attack polar bear? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of picture you want. And you tell me, I want the picture that kind. I supposed to draw a picture of what you tell me to do. Mm-hmm. What tell me what you like picture? Maybe walrus. Or the umia hunting, or something like that. And the reindeer herders, I like reindeer, sled deer. Mm-hmm. I used to make a sled deer picture too. But when I was doing fine and making pretty good living, and doctor examine my eyes, and he says I was just about ready to blind. Mm-hmm. And he says before I get blind, he can fix me, examine my eyes, and gonna get the glasses for me. And doctor. Give me glasses. When he give me the glasses,
You can keep on drawing pictures. Don't stop. And when he told me, when he gave me the glasses, I was real happy to save my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to touch no more printing paper. I rather see with my eyes and live. Never mind money. I don't care for money unless I got my eyes on, I'm satisfied. That's why I don't touch no more printing pictures anymore. Once in a while, I print a picture and sold it a little bit, not too much. I don't charge too much for the printing paper. And I made a little spending money once in a while. I don't trust my, I'd rather see with my eyes and live like this. God is above all. That Ishumak, he bust his eyes, that bare eyes, and lost the blood through out. He can't see no more, that bare, and he start off on the long side, and he go. And that Ishumak was keep on following his spirit. And they go to the woods. He sure got killed, that bear, he said. And while his daughter was eating some blueberries, and he said, you got enough blueberries? And he said, yes. And so they start off. They start off again in the air. That's a long way. Them hills were tall and start to mountain and go way up and go down to igloo to get his wife. And they, when they get to his wife,